The Quran, is it different to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, can you explain some of the differences between the Quran and the Bible's book of Genesis?
Well, while it's true the Quran says the scriptures of Jews and Christians were given by God, there are some major differences between Genesis chapters 1 through 11 and the Quran. For example, the Bible says man was created on earth in the Garden of Eden, but the Quran says that man was created in paradise, someplace other than earth. It teaches that Adam and Eve were later banished to earth. The Bible says creation happened over six 24-hour days, but the Quran says creation happened in 6 days, but they could be interpreted as millions of years. Also, the Bible says that death is an enemy that ended after Adam sinned, but the Quran only mentions death as being an integral part of the original created earth. Now, the Bible says we're saved by grace and not by works, but the Quran states those with a heavy balance of good deeds will attain salvation. Those with a light balance will abide in hell. It's important that Christians know how to defend their faith against false religions like Islam. Knowing the real history of the world, as clearly stated in Genesis, not only strengthens a person's faith, but gives confidence to effectively reach out to Muslims with the true gospel.
One of Ken Ham's newest witnessing booklets takes readers on a walk through history. Read The Seven Seas of History when you go to AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.